WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Patrick Lavery. The fate of adult-use marijuana in New Jersey will be decided by voters, not legislators, in a referendum next November. That puts off the first legal recreational sales in the state until 2021 at the earliest.
Senate President Steve Sweeney says the votes just aren't there in the Senate to get marijuana legalization approved and that he respects lawmakers' positions on an issue of conscience. The Senate and Assembly are expected to begin voting by mid-January to put the proposal on the 2020 ballot. Bill Caruso of New Jersey United for Marijuana Reform says even if voters approve the constitutional amendment, lawmakers still have to enact the law putting it into effect.
The ballot referendum just delays the inevitable and brings us right back to literally where we are right now. If a ballot referendum passes, and I will say big if, we are literally right back here again.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
NJ Weedman Ed Fortune called into the Steve Trevelise show last night to talk about Trenton lawmakers announcing their efforts to let Jersey voters decide if the state constitution should be amended to allow for recreational marijuana.
Well, I have a lot of mixed feelings on it. I mean, it's a step in the right direction, I guess you can say. I'm happy that legalization is still proceeding.
Fortune thinks Jersey voters will pass the referendum allowing recreational marijuana, though he's skeptical of what the law would allow. Found shot and wounded late Sunday night in the lobby of an apartment building in Collingswood, a 26-year-old man has now died from his injuries. But that is all we seem to know right now about the death of Jose Morel. Camden County prosecutors say the investigation is ongoing with a search for both a suspect and a motive. The latest in the school lunch debt and shaming saga. The Assembly Education Committee has approved legislation that would bar schools from identifying students who bear such a debt. Under the bill, a $4.5 million fund would be set up to pay for reduced-priced lunches and accept charitable donations. Sentencing is coming up in February for a West New York couple who've now both pleaded guilty in what federal prosecutors say was a $500,000 Ponzi scheme. Jennifer Cifuentes entered her plea Monday. Her husband preceded her in doing so earlier this month. They admit they took money from about 25 investors. This past summer, there were 70 suspected and 39 confirmed harmful algal blooms that closed Jersey lakes. This frustrated boaters and swimmers and cost local businesses millions. Governor Murphy has announced a plan that's designed to prevent a repeat next summer.
The governor says $13.5 million will be given to local towns for projects to reduce or prevent the harmful blooms from forming, and the state will be working
with the absolute best cutting-edge science available to make sure that our decisions are as well-informed as possible.
Our shore brothers and sisters have given me good marks for standing up for the shore economy, says Murphy. I want to stand up with equal force for the lake economy as well. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Here's a bit of an odd story. Police were called to the hotel lobby of the Wind Creek Casino in Bethlehem, PA, 4 in the morning on Saturday, and there they found a 4-year-old girl. She said she was looking for her mom, 26-year-old Rebecca Yandoli of Hunterdon County. LehighValleyLive.com reports police said Yandoli told them she left the girl in their room, then went to gamble.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.